Yes, once again, I think this is another attack on rural Ireland. The lack of broadband services in Donegal and the rest of the country, actually, is a broken promise from the government. In the last two elections, they've promised us that there would be equal broadband for all the people of Ireland, and it hasn't happened.
Now, you're also saying that even to this day, some businesses on the peninsula have to go elsewhere to avail of sufficient broadband services.
Yeah, with the broadband services in greater parts of Dublin, all they got, people now can work from their home. Small businesses down here, indeed, families are angry and frustrated because they can't rely on the broadband services. You take it to schools, farmers or businesses, they need broadband, and it's necessary now to do business. And I believe that the broadband today is as important as electricity was to the people 60 years ago. And I think that the government must honour its commitment now and give equal rights to broadband services and to all the citizens of Ireland.
Now, we do know that plans are underway, progress is being made, but you're saying it's too slow.
Well, we have, last week, SSE has pulled out of the tendering service. We have nobody to do these jobs because companies have come in and cherry-picked the easy pickings, the big cities and the larger towns, to provide broadband service, said that they will provide broadband service to 90-odd percent of the people, but not to 100% of the people. That's not good enough in today's age.